All righty. This is a special moment for me because this reminds me of being a kid and growing up in Monroe and listening to my favorite radio station, WJR, and my favorite radio host, J.P. McCarthy. And J.P. always had interesting topics and had a guy on who, who's this guy with the accent and why is he talking so much about soccer? Well, I know why now. It's Roger Faulkner, who has written a book finally called You Can't Get There From Here, My Soccer Journey from Derby to Detroit, Roger N. Faulkner. And it's getting great reviews, and the timing is perfect since the United States takes on Paraguay tonight at 9 o'clock on Fox. And soccer has made its way to our neighborhood, if you will, after years and years and years and years of promotion. Roger Faulkner, it's not too early or too late to say congratulations for introducing soccer to the United States of America, Roger.
Well, thank you so much, Paul, and how delightful to talk to you again. It's been a little while.
It has been. You used to be on... with JP a lot, and then you mentioned in the letter you sent me that you also spent a little time with me, but it was with JP for years that you were able to educate all of us about this game that was so big in Europe that we didn't know that much about. And let me just give you a little taste of You Can't Get There From Here, which is available now everywhere you would buy your book. And the preface is great. The preface starts with, Henry Kissinger was a charming man, a little smaller than I imagined, but with an odd combination of a commanding presence and a puckish sense of humor. How do you had me there? And that's the preface.
Nobody ever accused me of not name dropping.
Well, it worked. Tell us about the book, You Can't Get There From Here, especially now. And you must be pleased to see what's going on in America now with soccer.
Well, yeah, it's coincidence, really, in the sense that my life was not about soccer in the first place, but I got into the sport when I was in Detroit, although I loved it in England, but I got involved with the organization of it here in Detroit. And because there was such a spirit of people who were pioneering to try and bring soccer to America, there was a camaraderie of all the people who were involved, from Alan Rothenberg at the top, who's a Michigander, down to the volunteers at the bottom, and it's been a fun exercise to watch it grow. And I'm not sure if it had been an established sport in the first place that I would have got involved, but making it grow and seeing what it did for kids and for fans has just been very pleasurable. And I've relayed a lot of that in the book as well as other things.
It's a wonderful book, just from having it sent to me and being able to page through it. And I am surprised at how popular soccer is among kids, or has been among kids for quite some time, but it never has gotten the kind of success in terms of having matches as we're now having. This is like the greatest success I think it's ever had in these United States, with everyone very excited about it happening here, the World Cup.
No question. It's arrived now. People aren't asking questions. Can World Cup be a success in the United States? Can the United States team compete? Those questions have been answered. And this is going to be a remarkably successful World Cup. But as you say, the kids are playing. It's tying with baseball for the third most popular sport in the United States. But the kids are by far playing that sport more than others.
I did not know till the book, frankly. You have JP in it quite a bit, but you also have his daughter, Kathleen, who I didn't know you married her.
Well, yeah, that's a fairly close tie to WJR, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it doesn't get much closer.
We were together for 20-odd years, and we finally made an honest woman of her and got married about 5 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations. How do we get a hold of this book, You Can't Get There From Here, by Roger N. Faulkner? How do we get it?
Well, it's on Amazon. It's at Barnes and Noble. Most of all the online retailers carry the book, and it is going very, very well. It's been reviewed very well, and I'm very happy. I didn't know whether I could write or not, but it seems that I'm not too bad.
Well, for a guy who really leaned toward tennis and your flirtation with the International Tennis Tour, and you did a lot of global travel with Burroughs Corporation and all the different things you've done, you've incorporated it all into this book, and the timing is perfect with the World Cup here and, of course, with the United States playing starting off tonight. Congratulations to you, Roger. You sound fabulous, by the way.
Well, for an old guy.
Well, listen, you have to be kind of an old guy because I used to listen to you when I was a little kid on the air with JP. How old are you now?
Why would you ask me that on the air? I'm 87, but I 87 think that, but, young.
What do you mean, why would I ask? You should be proud of being 87 and having yet another accomplishment with the release of this book. God bless you. That's
good news, sir.
For everybody.
I'm planning to live forever, and so far it's working.
Well, good. I am too. We'll do it together. We'll talk about the good old days when there were other people still around. Congratulations, Roger. God bless you.
Thank you, Paul.
Roger N. Faulkner. You remember the name. You remember the voice. You Can't Get There From Here, his perfect, timely book on soccer and life. Stay with us.